Our approach to this debate is that really it's about an evidence-based approach. We are certainly, in the medical profession, we are obsessed with evidence, and we have taken light of the evidence given to the Oireachtas Committee on the Eighth Amendment, whereby leading researchers and clinicians in the field have cited the overwhelming amount of global evidence that supports the access to free and safe legal abortion for women. And essentially the evidence, both research evidence and now all of the stories that we are hearing of Irish women who are telling of their healthcare stories under the Eighth Amendment. It's all of this evidence that has led us to form the opinion that we should call for a yes vote in the upcoming referendum.
In terms of the number of doctors who have signed this joint statement, not all of them, while they're all from Donegal, not all of them work in Ireland, indeed, some of them overseas. Do you think that perhaps maybe their experiences working in different countries has caused them to back the Yes campaign?
It might very well be, and I don't want to speak in terms of what motivates the other doctors on this issue, but certainly we work across a wide range of specialties. There are general practitioners amongst us, but also doctors working in psychiatry and emergency medicine and surgery. And certainly we've seen a wide breadth of scenarios, and it might very well be as well that, you know, experiencing those different experiences might have led us to inform this. But central to all medical work, and regardless of where we work or what our experiences are, we have to put our personal beliefs aside from time to time in medicine and work on an evidence-based approach. That's not to say that our personal beliefs and the evidence aren't in tandem on this issue, but certainly it is evidence that has led us to this conclusion in this debate.
As part of this joint statement that you have issued, Dr. Sharkey, it does suggest that over 60 women listed a Donegal address when seeking a termination in England or Wales in 2016. What kind of effect do you think that is having on those women and indeed the women who are currently from the county and seeking a termination elsewhere?
I think that's a very important point, Catherine, and that's central to the debate here. This affects real women, women in our own communities, at home in Donegal and across Ireland. And whilst that number of 63 is given in the official statistics, there's probably an element of underreporting there, and also that doesn't account for the women who have sought abortion in Scotland as well. But certainly as a doctor who has had encounters with women who have had difficult reproductive and pregnancy issues, I think it must feel a very disconcerting time for a woman listening to this debate and so many people discuss their access to rights and their access to healthcare. And I would urge those women that if they feel that they cannot go to somebody in their locality to seek support from charity groups and women's organisations across the country at this time, I'm sure it's difficult.